Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy in Australia did a demolition job on the Poms in the Ashes, and this man was front and centre of the action.
Our next guest was named the player of the series in the Ashes,
knocking up two centuries. First in Brisbane.
Punches down the track, gets it past mid on. Oh, stand up and applaud. That is a magnificent Ashes century from Travis Head.
Then in Hobart.
Whip, cuts, 100 for Travis Head. One of the great counter-punching innings from the South Australian.
Please welcome Travis Head.
Could not have wiped the Pom's ass more comprehensively fat if they went through a whole box of sorbent.
Yes.
And this man was player of the series and was brilliant. 200s and a great 50 in Adelaide. Trav, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, boys.
Oh, now, how have we... Now, I know we had a decent celebration. We like that too,
we
of course.
Exactly.
Having but, mate, all coming into this series, I think we all expected England to be off the pace a little, but I don't even think any of us could believe how bad they ended up playing.
Yeah, well, we played exceptionally well as well. We won every single moment. Whenever England put us under pressure, we were able to find a way to get out of it. Whoever it would be, put their hand up. And what an amazing series. What an amazing series to be a part of for Australia. So it was fantastic.
Great to watch, Travy. Well done, Billy here, mate. And you're right. I think they won about 1 or 2 hours over the whole series. You think, oh, they're going all right here. Joe Root and Milan, whoever he is, they batted all right. But then they just blow up. But it was interesting. It wasn't the guns, Steve Smith and those blokes that stand up. It was the blokes that you really didn't know a lot about, like Green, who stood up at different times. Your good self, Trav. Now, you're so aggressive. I love that. That's the way you play. But when it's hooping around, like at Hobart or something, do you just go, I'm just going to see ball, hit ball? Because it was doing plenty.
Yeah, I think you try to put as much pressure back on the bowlers and you try and get as many bad balls out of them as possible and try to put them under the pump. And I think Marnus did that exceptionally well at the start of that partnership. And then sort of left-hand, right-hand and a little bit of a green wicket. I actually like playing on those wickets because it's enjoyable. They pitch it up and you play with a bit of freedom and everyone probably expects you to nick off, Bill. So it's a nice place to be.
And you're 22 yards away from Marnus. What the hell? He ended up flat on his guts the timbers just laying everywhere.
Oh, mate. Well, we talked about it later in that day, Ray, and he got done. Fair dinkum just got done, I reckon. He kept telling the boys, he kept slipping over, and he had to be in this position, that position. He's had to accept it, and it's been very, very funny the last few days.
Geez, he's annoying watching. He's around the back. He's annoying bastard, Jim.
He's our best player.
No, he's not. He's annoying in the way he leaves it and all that. Just... And then around the bat, and then when he fell over, I thought, good, that's karma. So is he annoying as he is in the
Australian
sheds?
Number three, Bill?
He's a very good bat, and we like him, Jim, but shit, he's annoying. Trav?
He's gone whack. You've gone whack, mate. You've smacked him.
Oh, yeah. Is he as annoying in the sheds?
Oh, yeah, he's full noise. Don't get me wrong. What you see is what you get, and as long as the boys love him, he's... He latches on the Smithy, so it's okay. We can avoid him when we want to avoid him, but when we want to get around him, we can get around him. So, he's very good fun in the change rooms.
Scotty Boland, where the hell did he come from? I'm being serious. Like, a very good Shield bowler, but no one saw what he produced. It was nuts.
And does he talk?
That's perfect. I think, what the hell? I think that was the whole saying the whole time he was going. It was amazing to see. And we've seen it in Shield cricket for 10 years, but him at the MCG, and he's so quiet, he doesn't say much, and to go about his business, and I've never laughed so hard for 40 minutes of a day of cricket in my life, to watch him go and just run through them and not even say anything, and then they 13 were going nuts, and they almost charged the field, and he was just sort of like, oh yeah, thanks guys, all good, next.
He wouldn't even hold the ball up, would he?
No. Humble man.
Humble. Bullshit. Hey, Cam Green's pretty quiet. It's an interesting little mix because he's very quiet too, I think.
I think you got a good mix. You got the guys that are full noise. You got Davey, Marnus, and then you got, Greeny, Baz, and Marcus Harris is one of the full noise ones as well. Yeah. So, I think it's a great mix of guys. We complement each other really well. We all get along like house on fire, and it was great to see Greeny go well because he's probably had a few doubts throughout the series. A few people started to make mention after a few tests, but, geez, he's going to be a freak for a very, very long period of time.
What about, speaking about noise, what about Nathan Lyon?
Oh.
I tell you what he is, Bill.
Yes.
Naughty.
Naughty.
He comes from point to point, which means he goes past the batters every over, Trav, and he's gobs open every time.
Yeah, no, he doesn't stop. And then, as you've seen, probably after the test, he didn't stop for a few more days as well. It started annoying us more so. He went off England and went straight on a few of our boys. So, he's great to have. You need that sort of person in the team that just keeps nudging away and nicking away at the batters, and he makes for good humour.
Well, just a 6 a.m.er.
What happened there? I love it.
We'll get to it after. We'll have a little break.
You know what surprised me, Jim? It was some joint in Hobart that was open.
More with Travis Head after this.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, driving you home in 2022. And right now we are joined by the player of the series from the Ashes, Travis Head.
The Compton Miller medalist.
Compton?
The great Dennis Compton.
And not after Colin Miller.
Not Funk.
Funky.
No, the great Keith Miller, of course. And I'll tell you what. Tell you what those two boys did.
Oh, a lot of...
After hours. And so a nice segue into... Bill, you and I have been out in Hobart.
Yes.
Normally it's about 9:45 and they're shutting the shutters.
You go to the Brick and that's, that's right there. That's about it. Yeah.
But so, Trav, how did any place stay open that long?
Well, luckily we had the hotel. We just met ourselves. We had the team room. We got back quite late, actually, from the ground. And then we just enjoy a quiet beer with England. And I turned around, the sun was up. So we got a little hello from, we got a little push along to breakfast. Grabbed a plate of hash browns and got a couple of hours kip before back down to Mona on a couple of more quiet ones.
And I saw Rudy was there, a couple of the English boys. That's good after a hard series.
Yeah, no, it was good. There was most of them there, and then there was a couple of us that just overdid our stay a little bit. But we were in good spirits, and it was nice to share a beer with them. Obviously, it's a long, tough series. Yeah. We couldn't see them throughout the series because of COVID. We didn't really mix. We were away from each other in the hotels. So to sit back after a hard series, and they had a tough time of it as well, just to sit back and have a beer. And a lot of the guys have really good relationships with those guys.
Mm. Some late mails come in, Jim.
Oh, hello.
Ask him why he congratulated England after the series when he received the Man of the Match Series award.
Jeez, I cocked that up. I did. I meant to say, I think Pat put it perfectly. Well done. Like, it was hard yards. It was very tough to come over, and I rolled up and said, congratulations.
The worst series ever played.
The boys got into me straight away about it. I didn't really want to talk. I just wanted to get off the stage and leave it to the big, more impressive people to talk, like Pat. I don't know why Gilly threw to me and said any last words. I didn't really have much. So,
thanks.
Left that one to the keeper.
Thanks, Mark Wood, for bowling those half volleys and short. Hey, why is his nickname Empty?
Well, Empty Head, Bill.
Oh.
Same as yours.
Does he believe Australia should have won 5-0 if he had played every test?
So Marcus Harris is on speed dial at the minute, I can tell. This is going non-stop. Later on in the day, after a couple of quiet ones, I did imagine if I played all five.
Player of the series. Yes.
Ask him, does he own the biggest house in Adelaide?
Oh, my God. I can answer that. Oh, yes.
Empty.
Up the bloody Springfield, up the top there. Wow. My goodness.
Yeah, Greg Blewitz is just behind Greg Blewitz, I think.
A ridiculous-sized pad. Now, you're back to the Strikers, and they've come into some form nicely too, with yourself and Kez rejoining the fold.
Sitting next to the big man now, he's just driving us in. He's getting us lost in Melbourne on the way to the G. So we're on the way to training this afternoon. It's good to be back with the boys. So, got one night, couple of nights at Adelaide and at home, and we're back with the guys, and they've been exceptional the last couple of weeks. They started off a bit quiet, but we've come on home with a wet sail. So I reckon with us too, hopefully we can shake it up over the next four games.
The Strikers, one of my favourite teams, of course. And one of my favourite players is Ian Cockbane.
Big Cobain.
Now, Trav, it's C-O-C-K, which is cock, Bane, isn't it? Cock.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's how,
Why did Jim and all your commentator mates call him Cobain, Jim?
Because that's his name. It's not Cockbane, it's Cobain.
What are you, in the Nets, Trav, right, what do you call him?
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, and I just seen him the other day. I said, g'day, big cock, how are you?
There you go, Jim.
Hold it up. Kez is next year. Yeah. Hold it up so he can hear, or put it on speaker. Kez.
Yes, mate.
How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks.
Well done. Congratulations, all the rest of it. Now, your teammate, Bill, asked Kez the same question.
Yes.
I wouldn't be taking advice from Hedy. He can't read the same. I'll call him the big cock too.
So. Jim, stop calling
Cobain. That's his
Cockbane.
Name.
Cockbane.
It's like not Cockburn.
Cockburn over
Coburn in Cobourne in Perth, and his name's Cobain.
See, this is all your political correctness mates get together and talk. Hey, well done, Alex. Fantastic. I like when he come out, like Night Watchman, he tried to scoop that right around. First ball, duck caught behind.
Bill,
poor
he shouldn't
Alex.
Have been out there. Kez, well done.
Thanks, lads.
Superstar that yeah, you made.
Oh,
you did a brilliant
job. I love
job.
Him. He can bat too, Jim.
Love him.
Yeah.
And Hedy, well done, mate. Good luck, of course, with the BBL and with the Strikers. Couple of weeks coming up for you there. But well done on a magnificent series.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Absolute blast. Cheers.
Well done, Empty.
Oh, go away again.
Hey, thanks, mate. You're a champion.
All good, boys.
See you, mate.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.